On deck, I got Alex. But right now, I want y'all to show some love to a good friend of mine, David Andrew Dougal.
In case you didn't know, Dwayne and I are brothers.
Yes.
I got all the hype, he got all the talent. Oh, it's almost Halloween, so I do have a ghost story for you. But first, a word from our sponsor. Hello, dear friends. Are you worried about the next life? Are you coming back as a Buddha or a bullfrog? Well, if you start saving up your good karma at the First Cosmic Bank right now, you'll save up enough good karma that you won't come back at all. Open up a new karmic account and receive a free Tibetan prayer wheel to chant with in the privacy of your own home. Yes, you can watch your good karma grow and grow as it earns a full 1,000 blessings per life cycle, compounded quarterly. This life cycle, don't just do something, sit there. Under the guidance of our friendly priests and scribes, you'll be totally enlightened and totally penniless in no time. Remember, that's the First Cosmic Bank, the bank that likes to say om. Yeah, that was written ages ago when I was just a hippie, knee-high to a hookah. Anyway, I've got a brand new thought bubble for you. Yes, I write pieces that are called thought bubbles. They're on Facebook and stuff like that if you look for them. This one's a ghost story called The Frightening Face. When I was 5, my dad was able to build a big modern house. Moving in before it was complete, my younger brother and I were sleeping in the large unfinished area directly under the living room. It should have been too new to be a haunted house, but now and then I'd wake up in those tiny dark hours and see the blurry image of a face, or at least what I took to be a face, glowing, faintly yellow, high up on the wall near the ceiling. I'm not kidding. Most nights it didn't appear at all, but when it did show itself, at first I thought it was a ghost, and it scared me like nothing I'd ever seen. But the face never did anything. Unmoving, it just stayed there in that one spot. Turning on the lights would make it disappear, making my fears difficult to explain, so I never told anybody about it. My Sunday school teachers had always told me to be good because God was just behind me, watching. And credulous kid that I was, I believed it without question. I even remember trying to turn around fast enough to catch God's surveillance in that kindergarten year. Is it any wonder that I came to the conclusion that the image on the wall was the face of God watching over me? Okay, it's not exactly a scary Halloween story, but it's true. Perception and your belief in the righteousness of your perceptions creates your reality. We'd like reality to be solid all the time so we can learn one set of rules and get on with playing the game. Some rules of reality are indeed solid enough to hold on to, but many are liquid that we can only cup for a moment, or vapor that we can't grasp at all. It's only been made worse in this age of fake news and deliberate mendacity. Con men and demagogues in cyberspace actually put forth that men never landed on the moon and that the Holocaust never happened. Marshall McLuhan was right, the medium is the message, and some credulous numbskulls will always believe their messages just because the medium it came in on is flashy. Okay, so the world is a tentative place full of fiction, and most people can't live with that fact, but there is at least one other thing that I know for certain from experience. God's face doesn't appear on that wall anymore. Why? Because carpet was put down in the living room. Huh? Well, remember most nights I didn't see the face? I didn't figure it out until years later. Most nights, my mom was not up late reading. Come on, follow me on this. Her chair was positioned in the living room, right above me in the basement, along the edge of a wooden floor where it didn't quite match the rough Ohio limestone of a planter box. The reading light for the chair was aimed down the wall almost vertically, hitting a small set of holes that were left open along the joint of the floor in the planter box, leaking through the unfinished ceiling of the basement where I was. The reading light projected a pattern of light through the holes that I took as a face on the wall of my room, the same wall that held up the stone planter box above. When my folks put in carpeting years later, the light was blocked. But for a while in my life, though, I was convinced of God's immediate presence. Now I know better. He, she, it is everywhere. But that's another thought bubble. And on corroded, creaky Halloween hinges, we'll close the door on that story.